and happy September 21st, you guys. I think today is the autumnal equinox, which means, nope, never mind, it's tomorrow. Well, pretend like I didn't bring it up, and I will bring it up tomorrow. Anyway, happy September 21st. It is Tuesday, and this is Pop Chaser. I am Allison, the host of Pop Chaser, a daily pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip. Every day, we will dissect the biggest headlines in entertainment together. First, I am still thinking about the Emmy Awards that took place on Sunday. If anything, please take away that you have to watch I May Destroy You, which Michaela Cole won a Best Writing Award for on Sunday night, and Hacks. Jean Smart is incredible in it. It is such a sharp, funny series, and I just think everybody will really love both of those series, so please, please check them out. I can't speak highly enough about them. But we do have a lot to get into today, so let's kick it off with a little visit to Bravoland.
We have churros.
I don't think you're supposed to throw that in there.
I don't probably not.
No, don't, all the... that's a good churro, man.
Your glove's going to be on fire.
You got to be fast.
Oh my gosh.
Didn't you ever camp before?
No.
I loved that churro clip so much because you've got Heather and Jen, who are just completely clawing at each other's throats 2 minutes before about how neither of them are loyal friends, basically how they hate each other. They're going to break up as friends. And then just pure physical comedy of throwing a churro in the fire. We can't write this stuff, you guys. We just can't write this stuff. Jen Shaw is probably the most infuriating person I've ever seen on television, at least for this week. I'm going to hold that opinion. She refuses to hold any accountability on her actions. And it really will make for an interesting character trait as we move further and further into this legal debacle, which I have to keep reminding myself is not going to really even take place till like March 2022. So that's a long wait, but she keeps apologizing for things that, and she, when she apologizes, it is taking so much out of her. She is in her mind giving everything she can when she gives these apologies, but then she just turns her back and does the exact same thing all over again. I think that she is somebody who is so reactive, and it gets her in so much trouble because she just keeps liking things and reposting things that are insulting and hurtful to the other women and their families. And I don't understand what she doesn't understand about it. And it seems like that's going to just continue on in the season. Next week on Salt Lake City, Meredith and Jen are going to have words while après skiing. And trust me, I love an après ski, but do I love an après ski when Jen is wearing a baseball cap with a tiara on it, a la Giselle, and it is the Giselle baseball cap? No, I don't. But I am glad to see that Heather is calling Jen out for things. Even when she has concrete evidence, Jen still doesn't accept responsibility. She always defers to somebody else. And I just hope Stuart, her assistant, who has also been arrested on the same claims as her, has a very good lawyer because she keeps blaming her like social media intern for all of the likes and the reposts. But it's like, girl, if you are employing these people and you have got their hands in the same pot that you have your hand in, it is not going to end well. It is not going to end well. Anyway, Meredith is engaging. I love to see it. She's really fired up this season, but I do just hope that her entire season isn't the whole Brooks Marks thing. I just want to move past that. I think we were all over Brooks last season. Let's just continue on moving forward. Collect $200, pass, go. But speaking of Meredith, there is something about her that really has me questioning some things. On Watch What Happens Live on Sunday night, Andy asked her, did you tip off the feds? This is what she said.
Did you call the feds on Jen? What's your reaction to that?
Andy, haven't you heard me tell everyone not to come after my family?
My God.
Okay.
What does that mean? Why is she even playing along with that? I don't think that Meredith had anything to do with tipping off the feds. I think that she is playing into it for the sake of drama. But at the end of the day, it's kind of sad if she's leaning into this thing that is just a rumor that isn't even true about her. And look, maybe she did tip off the feds. From that clip, it kind of sounds like she might have tipped off the feds. But again, and I talked about this on Hot Off the Mess. I talked about this when the premiere occurred. There's no way that the FBI needed help from Meredith Marks. And I expected more from her, because it just seems kind of like a cheap shot to be like, you know, I always said, don't mess with my family. It's like, girl, this isn't Fast and the Furious. Okay. You did not call the feds. We all know it. Also, Meredith, get your dog off of your coffee table. It is disgusting. We have an article on thedip.com about the poorly behaved dogs, pets of the Real Housewives, because they're all eating off of tables. They are leaving poop everywhere. It is crazy to me that, as Luann says, money doesn't buy you class, and it certainly doesn't buy your pet class, but it should buy your pet doggy training classes. I had a dog trainer come to my house because my dog was misbehaving. So let's get on that, you guys. I don't want to see your dog on a coffee table, please. Okay, really quickly about Potomac. I feel like it's losing steam. I'm getting a little concerned. Really, I feel like it came out of the gate with a bang. We had a really strong season. Mia, I have completely turned 180 on. I love her. I was very skeptical in the beginning. Now I love Mia. I am team Mia. But I don't want to spend 20 minutes waiting around for a music video to film. And that's what it felt like we did on Sunday night. I think that the whole Candace versus Ashley thing is terrible. Candace has no remorse whatsoever for the things that she has said about Ashley. The candle, like, if I hear, I love a candle. I am famously known for loving candles. I'm looking around my apartment right now. I'm going to count how many candles I'm looking at. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. In my vision, 15, 16, 17, have 17, 18, 18 candles in my line of vision right now. I love a candle. I don't want my Real Housewives of Potomac to be surrounding a candle and how many wicks it has. That I do not want to see, just like a dog on a table. Let's move on to the next topic.
And just like that.
So the Emmys on Sunday were, I guess, a bit of a distraction because HBO dropped a teaser of all of the new series that are coming to HBO this year and next year. And one of those is, of course, And Just Like That, which is the Sex and the City reboot. Now, we have gone back and forth and back and forth on if Mr. Big is going to be alive or dead in the Sex and the City reboot. This preview, and it is 10 seconds absolute max, maybe even like more like 6 seconds, shows Carrie and Big in the kitchen being romantic, kissing. It looks like a confirmation that Big is very much alive. We know Chris Noth is returning to the show, come hell or high water, even if he doesn't want to. But we have a theory on the dip that it is not all that it appears to be. So if you look at this clip, and I know this is not a visual medium, so I apologize. There's something about it that feels very reminiscent. Like if I were daydreaming about my dead husband, I would maybe picture it in this light. There is, you know, a bit of a window backlight on Big in the moment. It feels maybe like Carrie is thinking about the good times when really living through the bad times. To even further confirm that this is probably what's happening, because keep in mind too, when they were considering a Sex and the City 3 movie, Big was supposed to die in that. So we've all been kind of speculating that his number is up, as they say. So somebody on Twitter, Anna Hatcher, also says that she saw filming of a couple scenes that included Carrie getting dropped off at Big's home and then decided not to go in. Now, if Carrie is being dropped off at Big's home, perhaps she is, I mean, she's certainly not living there with him unless they're divorced, which I guess that could be part of this too. Maybe the flashback is to see, you know, how great it was when it suddenly isn't great anymore. But there is another element that I think adds to the death theory, and that is that there is a new cast member who is going to be playing a real estate broker. So the character's name is Seema Patel, and she was seen filming outside of Biggs' apartment building with Sarah Jessica Parker. So is it possible that perhaps Carrie has to go to this apartment, get all of the affairs in order, and then sell it, and that's where this new character comes into play? That is a very, very strong theory, in my opinion. I don't think that we're going to get like a happy-go-lucky Big after all of these years, just kind of like hanging out on the couch, feet up, ordering in, watching TV in bed. I think that we're going to get a dead Big. And I don't think I'm against it, but also like then I just don't want all of Carrie's storyline to be the trauma of losing Big. But we know that also there are people like Aiden who are returning. So maybe this is another shot at Aiden and Carrie. I can't picture that because I've never seen Carrie and Aiden as like the end game. But I don't know. What do you guys think? Is this an opportunity for Aiden to come back in? Do you think that I'm reading too much into these photos, into this video, into this possible film sighting? Let me know in the comments on the dip, or you can tweet me at Allison Piwo, tag us on Instagram, however you want to do it. Let's move to the last topic.
Hey, what are you guys doing out here?
It's Halloween. We've been trick-or-treating.
Are you alone?
There's a creepy man in a white mask.
Where?
And he keeps, like, trying to play hide-and-seek with us.
Where did you see him? Look!
So if you couldn't tell, that was from a horror film, which is entitled Halloween Kills, starring Jamie Lee Curtis and Judy Greer and Nick Castle, features the whole story about Michael Myers, but more importantly, it also stars Kyle Richards and her curtain bangs. So that clip that I just played was Kyle Richards warning off some kids that there's like an axe murderer, or asking about if there's an axe murderer, as you do at a playground. And guess what, guys? There is an axe murderer, and his name is Michael Myers, and he is back to traumatize this little community because he is not dead. I don't know why. I thought he died in the first movie, and that first movie was 12 movies ago. So I don't know what happened in between that first movie in the 70s and now, if he's come back, if he's died, if he's a ghost, if this is all a prank. I can't, maybe this is Kim Richards in a mask. Who is to say? But I will not be seeing this motion picture. It comes out October 15th in the United States. And I have to say, if you are a horror film fan, if you are a Beverly Hills Housewives fan, this does feel like the perfect intersection for you, but you know you're going to catch me watching Real Housewives of the North Pole before I watch Halloween Kills. With that said, I am interested in reviews on Kyle's acting because I don't want to wait till Halloween or till Real Housewives of the North Pole. So if you have feedback, let me know. I also read that this is going to be streaming on Peacock, I believe. So don't sleep on Peacock. And yeah, I guess if you are interested in even seeing Kyle back in the saddle acting, and I feel like, and I know I keep joking about the bangs, but we have been through such a journey with Kyle Richards' bangs. She got them on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She kept them for a very long time and just constantly kept talking about how it was because of Halloween and, oh, I'm filming Halloween and oh, I got my bangs for Halloween. I want to see what the bangs are up to now. So I can't watch the film because I'll throw up. I even honestly got scared recording that clip. There is a now deleted clip of me screaming in the background while I was recording that clip that I played at the beginning of this segment. So if you do watch it, please let me know, is she good? Can you send me clips when there isn't something scary happening? I just want to be involved in the conversation without actually having to see this motion picture. Look, I shopped at Kyle by Aileen 2 once before it closed, so I feel like I've done my part in supporting Kyle Richards, but you're not going to catch me watching this one. No. And I'm not going to really talk a lot about this because I don't have Kaya on here, but just to follow up on the conversation Kaya and I had last week about Heather and Tarek El Moussa's engagement, their PETA bridal shower, and then their forthcoming wedding, I want to just mention that Christina, Tarek's ex, just got engaged after she finalized her divorce from a man named Ant Anstead 3 months ago, who is now dating Renee Zellweger. So I just know that this is becoming almost, I think, larger than the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and it all surrounds the Flipper Flop stars. And we will, when Kaya comes back on the podcast this week, we will certainly check in with her, because I'm sure she has a lot of thoughts. And yeah, that's just that. I just needed to say something and you know, acknowledge that this engagement has happened. Okay, you guys, thank you so much for joining us today on Pop Chaser. I will be back tomorrow with new headlines. Until then, go on thedip.com and check out all of the great articles that we have to offer. Use the promo code POPCHASER for 50% off your annual subscription. Check out TV Watch Repeat. Kate and I reviewed the first episode of Heroes. It is a show that I feel like had a lot of promise and then didn't deliver, but that's just my opinion. I've only seen the first two episodes. Let us know what you think about Heroes and TV Watch Repeat when you review, like, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can also do that for Pop Chaser. I would really appreciate it. I see all of the comments, so please don't be too mean. And yeah, hit that 5-star button. I will be back tomorrow with more headlines. And until then, cheers.